Hey, folks, you better check your tires or even your axles on your car or SUV after you absorb how much you spend for fuel on your 4th of July weekend, right? If you just came back from a summer trip by car, and according to AAA, Americans traveled the most this year than they have in 7 years over the holiday weekend, you might want to check the impact of all the potholes and construction debris you may have run over on your trip. Let's face it, from the windshield of your Chevrolet or Ford or Dodge, America's a dump out there. The hard winter means maintenance is well behind schedule on the U.S. interstate road system, and it may be about to get worse. I mean, a lot worse. Joining me to explain is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. This sounds really ugly, Todd.
Yeah, it's getting very ugly, and it's another congressional crisis. John, we're talking about the Highway Trust Fund, and this is all the federal money that goes from Washington to the states, and states cooperate, and everybody puts in their money for all those highway projects, maintenance, bridges, roads, and new projects out there. Now, a lot of this is about the federal gas tax. Right now, John, you and I and everybody else pay 18.4 cents per gallon. On a gallon of gas. That's basically a user fee. We all use the roads. Truckers use the roads. Cabbies use the roads. You and I use the roads. Mm-hmm. And that all goes to maintain the roads. Well, hey, John, I want you to listen to something. You know, the last time that Congress raised the federal gas tax, this was number one on the Billboard charts. Listen. John, you know what year that was?
We're talking decades, I think.
We are. 1993 was when Whitney Houston was at the top of the charts with that song.
She was doing a lot better than the Rhodes, too, I guess.
Yeah, and now maybe both aren't doing quite so well.
Exactly.
And this, you know, we're goofing around, but this is part of the problem, which is a massive shortfall. Now, the Obama administration and the Transportation Department here in Washington have warned states that sometime next month in August, the Highway Trust Fund will finally run dry. No more money for states to do those projects. And why? Because nobody has been able to agree not only on the gas tax, but on any formula to keep the overstretched Highway Trust Fund solvent.
So all the bumps that I went over this weekend, and it was huge, and it was a mess, and I just drove in, you know, very short distance in New England. There's no money probably for those, and there will be nothing that's on the drawing board, nothing to pay for what's on the drawing board right now.
Congress is trying to come up with a short-term fix. They're not going to come up with a broad solution. And, John, you're not going to be surprised as to why. The reason why, there is no appetite, particularly among Republicans, in raising any taxes, much less the gas tax. And there isn't an ideological consensus in Congress on a long-term fix to give the kind of predictability that everyone from the unions to the Chamber of Commerce to the construction industry to the people who make cement and aggregate – even tractor trailers and construction equipment, there's no consensus to give these people the kind of 5 to 6 year uncertainty that they used to have. But you might be wondering, why is the Highway Trust Fund running dry now when we've had it for so long? There's a couple of things at stake. You just said that when you're driving on your holiday week, you see all the potholes and rotting bridges. There's a massive, massive, basically a backlog in American infrastructure.
It's a dump out there.
Dump out there, and that makes the repairs more and more expensive. We've been falling further and further behind, which makes all of the maintenance and new projects more expensive. People are driving more, but here's the other thing. Newly fuel-efficient cars are a great thing. We all like that, and in fact, the EPA has mandated to automakers new fuel efficiency standards. Wonderful. Burning less gas, but you know what?
Tax revenue goes down, right?
That's right. Fewer gallons mean fewer of those 18.4 cent taxing units that go into the coffers.
Maybe we need a snappier name for the Highway Trust Fund. Maybe it should be the Freedom to Go Anywhere in North America Jobs Fund.
Huh?
There are a few jobs associated with this, right?
About 700,000 jobs either directly associated with transportation and infrastructure construction or more indirectly. And herein lies the problem. There are a lot of jobs and a lot of projects. Now, there are about 112,000 construction projects out there that are funded by the Highway Trust Fund. It is not the case that in mid-August when this money runs dry that, you know, every project will stop and every sign man out there is going to drop his sign and walk away. It doesn't quite work like that. Every state has a different formula. And a lot of this is going to depend, according to transportation officials I talked to, a lot of this is going to depend on individual decisions from individual governors and how much money they have in their states to funnel more money into the projects most important to them. It's not going to be good anywhere, but every state's different. Now, if you live in a northern state where construction projects are very much dependent on the construction season and the weather, because you can't start a project in October or November, then if Congress doesn't get a solution here, you may see major disruptions.
Is there a possible campaign issue here in the sense that somebody could, you know, some Nate Silver could produce a map that says, here's the, or our own Dante Cheney down in Washington there, your pal, could produce a map that says, here are the states and localities where the money's going to dry up first, and here's the, you know, congressional race that's affected by your bridge, your highway.
Well, in fact, it's almost the opposite, John. The coming campaign in the midterms is part of the problem here. It has been nearly impossible over the last 4 years for Congress to reach consensus on a transportation bill, which is the larger policy bill where the Highway Trust Fund lives. So right before an election, to try to get more money to plug a massive shortfall, how are they going to do that? They're probably not. Let me just tell you real quickly what Congress is likely working on, and they got to get something done in the next sort of 3 weeks here. Instead of going for a big $100 or $200 billion fix, which is what we need, it's going to be more on the order of a paltry $8 billion, trying to get us the next couple of months until after the midterm elections in the lame duck session of Congress. They're going to tinker around, maybe make some changes to IRA contributions, even mortgage interest deductions, how banks report those to the government, and try to squeeze $8 billion out of the government somewhere to keep projects going so at least states won't have to stop their projects and stop their maintenance as the summer goes on.
So a long, hot summer there, Todd.
Washington will always, always love you, John, even if they don't show it.
Fewer people standing out there on the road with the sign that says, slow construction.
Stop.
Yeah,
or stop completely.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you going this summer?
Well, I'm actually going to go on, use the highways and maybe go on a little East Coast baseball tour, see a couple ballparks I've been
to. Nationals did well over the weekend.
Oh, they're doing very well. They're half a game out of first place.
All right, that's enough talking to you. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.